This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and Guatemala have signed a so-called safe third country agreement that requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the United States to apply for protections in that Central American country. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
With President Donald Trump looking on, the agreement was signed by Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan and Guatemalan Interior Minister Enrique Degenhart. Trump was asked by VOA News what was the breakthrough that led to the agreement after threats of retaliation by the U.S. president.
We just get along, and they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either.
The path to implementation of the plan is unclear. Guatemala's constitutional court has ruled that any such agreement, which is widely criticized in that country, will require legislative approval. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday handed President Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Supreme Court announced the White House can go forward with plans to use military funds for the wall, and it will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on four contracts that it's already awarded. Four of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong vowed to take to the streets Saturday in the town of Yuen Long, despite the threat. Violence by both gangs and a police ban on the demonstration. The white-shirted suspected triad gangsters attacked protesters and commuters at a train station there last weekend. Hong Kong has been the scene of weekend demonstrations for nearly 4 months, sparked by a non-suspended extradition bill. The activist demands have since expanded to encompass calls for direct election of leaders and an investigation into alleged excessive use of force by police. President Trump is pressing the World Trade Organization to stop designating China and other countries as developing nations, a label that allows them to receive lenient treatment under global trade rules. In a memo Friday, Mr. Trump directed U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to use all available means to get the WTO to stop describing countries as developing if their countries are already strong. He said the WTO uses an outdated dichotomy between developed and developing countries that has allowed some WTO members to gain unfair advantages. The number of U.S. military personnel taken into custody in connection with an alleged human smuggling operation in Southern California continues to grow. A spokesman for the Naval Criminal Investigative Service said Friday investigators apprehended a total of 18 Marines and one sailor as a result of mass arrests at Camp Pendleton, a Marine Corps base located roughly 79 kilometers north of San Diego. NCIS and Marine officials initially announced the apprehension of 16 Marines with the 5th Marine Regiment during Thursday's mass arrest, which took place after the Marines were called to a battalion formation. American consumers sharply stepped up their spending in the last quarter, but the economy still slowed. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think it could slow through the rest of the year, and the Fed's expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cut scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cut's benefits are largely played out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA.